This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and who am I speaking to, sir?
Hey, Sean, this is Mark Gerald.
Would you say you have a cult of personality, or is that just one of your favorite tracks from back in the day? Let's hear it rip. I think you probably said that to a lot of chicks, right? Look in my eyes, baby. What do you see?
Never.
Never?
Never, never.
That was never your intro? No?
No, just a good fire-up song for sure.
Okay, and let's talk about the woman you married for a second. She's my big sis, and what is her name?
Beth Zanilar Gerald. Been married now for 18 years.
That is beautiful. I'm glad you kept it close to home from the old Ball State rum. So, take it back to the beginning. What day and year were you born, and in what city?
7/29/75 in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland, Ohio. And where are you currently?
In Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus. You just went a little south, huh? You didn't want to get out of the whole state. You just wanted to get to the center point.
Yeah, bumped around a little bit in Indiana, California for a year with Matt Friedman. And then I was in Chicago for about 10 years, but then been back in Ohio for about 8 or 9 now, and love it.
All right. So
great place to raise a family.
Do you have kids?
I do. We have 2 daughters, 14 and 11.
14 and 11. What are their names?
Zoe and Reese. Reese is the little one. Zoe's the old one.
Okay, cool. So what's been your industries you've been able to help the world with?
Last 17 years, I've been in marketing database, marketing technology type companies, always in a sales or leadership position, but focusing a lot on data and making it work for marketers.
Okay, so a lot of backing it up and a lot of accessing it quickly, platforms, is that kind of?
Yep, helping marketers on who to market to, why should be marketing to them, and then measuring the conversions. Yep,
got
marketing
it.
Performance.
God, what's one of your favorite clients you've been able to help?
Oh, great question. Probably Peloton, HelloFresh, Geico. Pretty good ones I've worked with.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take it all the way back to the beginning. What grade school did you go to, and what high school did you go to?
Neither exist anymore. I went to Fairwood Elementary in Berea, Ohio, and then went to Berea High School, which is now combined with Berea Mid Park up in Northeast Ohio.
All right. So what accomplishments did you have in school, sports-wise or in the community, volunteer-wise, in grade school and in high school?
Grade school, I can't remember that far back. High school, I definitely was involved in sports, was a pretty good wrestler, 189 weight class, qualified for state a couple of times, and then in football, was a fullback on offense and played a little bit of defensive end, made state playoffs 2 years in a row there. Was in choir, show choir, and definitely busy and loved the experience there, and then left everybody I knew and came to Ball State. In Muncie then, in the fall of 93, I guess it was.
What was the reason you picked Ball State? Who was the kind of connection, or what was the, area of study that you're like, want to go there to do that?
Yep, the reason I ended up going there, looked at a couple different places to go to, ended up walking on the football team, lasted a couple of weeks, and realized I needed to do something else, so played rugby for a semester or two there then. I like the size of the school. I like the ability to kind of start over, new place, different state. Definitely some good things in communications that I thought were pretty good for what I thought I wanted to get into.
Okay, so was there a person that brought you to SAE, or did you walk there?
So my grandfather was an SAE at Adrian College up in Michigan. And after when I was kind of done with sports, really, at Ball State, really was pretty encouraged to look at fraternities. And my grandfather kind of encouraged me to check them out. And, met you, Sean, of course, and met a bunch of others. And
what was the first? Hold on. You're speeding up too quick.
Yeah.
Speeding up. What was that first moment? Give me the first time you're at the house. What brought you there that moment?
You know, I remember, I don't remember exactly why I went to SAE. I know that I was, I think I was talking to Sigma Chi as well. It was between them and SAE.
So was it during Rush or before Rush?
No, it was during Rush. It was definitely during Rush.
Okay. So you started, besides myself, who were some of the first guys that made an impression on you?
So Brian Johnson, Corey Miller, Mike Boedeker. Those are probably the main ones. And
Okay.
yourself, Sean.
All right. So, as you started Pledship, who were some of the other guys in your pledge class, and who were the ones that were in the roles for, like, if you can remember, like, president and social and sports and like those who they put into those positions?
In my pledge class or in the fraternity
Yes,
at the
in
time?
your pledge class.
I don't remember our pledge class real well. Jason McCamick, for the roles they were in. Jason McCamick, I know Jason Llewellyn, Dan Rekamp was definitely the bank. We nicknamed him, was in charge of our financials. Jeremy Johnson, there's two of them at SAE. Mike Monsell, Ben, and then Dan Burnside. There's nine of us.
Yeah, I remember that. You guys, your class was cool, good cats, but there, like there wasn't, it was spring, wasn't it? Or was it fall? No.
It was a spring class, for sure. Yep.
Right. So what's some of the, what was your walkout? What's some of the bonding moments, funny moments for that happened, you remember, just like throughout your pledgeship?
PJ Kunis was our pledge trainer who I still talk to from time to time. It's been probably a little bit of a while, but he was in Chicago when I was there. Still look up to PJ, just a great guy. We did our walkout at Ohio State, which was an absolute blast for me from being from Ohio.
What's something
I don't know.
funny that happened? You got to remember. I can remember some things from my walkout. What's a couple moments that happened that were funny?
Walk out. I don't have any good stories from that. Other than the fact we ended up sleeping in the fan that night, about three of us, and didn't know, lost track of everybody else before we got out of town. But definitely within our pledge class, it was a lot of camaraderie, getting to know each other. Played way too many video games, drank too much, and ate too much. But had a ton of fun.
Okay. So just in general, the house, what's some of your, what's, let's take it to like out going to the games. Any funny stories of when going out to tailgate or going out to the games with the guys?
I don't on those, no. Not really. Probably, I mean, it's probably a common theme, I think, but outside of the parties at the house, just beer traffic, having people stop by the house while we were playing beer traffic, a lot of memories behind it. But of course, playing intramurals for the fraternity and things like that, and basketball at the house, so.
Well, let's get a little specific. What's some funny things you remember seeing some guys do that were crazy at the house? Could be in the basement, could be on the roof, could be in the front yard, like somebody doing something.
Well, yeah, it's kind of amazing how an experience will kind of level set and create kind of a bond moving forward. My best friend, one of my best friends today, still, what, 25 plus years later, we had a bonding moment. He was in pledge class before me. It was probably 5 or 6 in the morning. The sun was out after a party, and we had the great idea to go to a neighboring fraternity house, and we walked the halls and took a composite picture back to SE that we brought back, and just the deviant nature of that we both had the stones to do that without getting jumped by probably 80 guys. Remained super good friends of that. The same individual too. Another reason why we're probably still close friends today is he had told me a secret in the house of a prank he played on a fraternity brother that I swore to secrecy and never told anyone. Someone had passed out in a bedroom, and he took the garden hose and put it through the window and turned on the faucet, and it didn't wake this individual up that was sleeping. But the only reason the person noticed it was there's somebody, believe it or not, studying in the room next door that the water was sleeping underneath the wall, to recognize that, and the fact that I kind of did some things with him and kept that quiet, we built a pretty good relationship based on that foundation of trust.
They're coming for you now. They're coming for you. That's what's going to happen. That's funny. All right. So, what about some formal? Where are some memories of going to a formal that we did, like Patty Murphy or the winter formal? Where were some of the spots you remember going?
Yeah, definitely Indianapolis. I think it was an Embassy Suites, if I recall, for a Patty Murphy, I believe. No, was it a Patty Murphy? It was probably one of the formals. But that was just a blast with Dan Burnside, and got a great picture. We still make fun of him today, where he was wearing, bought by his girlfriend, basically neon blue thongs that he thought were pretty effective, and he showed them to us for whatever reason. So pretty uncomfortable.
All right,
but, I can't get that sight out of my head.
So how did you get connected to your wife? Because she was there when we were there, and I knew her as my big sis. How did you guys, what was that first connection?
Yeah, amazingly, we didn't know each other in college. She was best friends and still super close with Cheryl Crist, our sweetheart at the time. But she was doing an internship at Disney when I was really active in the fraternity. So she's a year older. It was after college. She was a roommate with Brian Johnson. I always have to say platonic roommate, just so everybody knows. We were always hanging out at Brian's, playing poker, being goofy right after college, watching sports, whatnot. And we became great friends. And through that friendship, I wore her down, and she realized I was a pretty decent guy to maybe, you know, spend more time with. So kind of developed over time. But we knew all the same people, but never met in college, oddly enough. Or at least we don't remember, being in the same place at the same time.
All right. So what did you think that SAE did for you career-wise as far as could be learning how corporate works, could be working as a team? How did the fraternity prepare you for your life in business?
I think it's really after college. My closest friends today still are SAEs and people I went to college with. And I don't know if it necessarily helped me get into the corporate world or anything with that. But, I bounce off ideas, strategies, follow a lot of folks of what's working, what's not, and really value people's professionalism and input. Right, moving forward now that we're all kind of grown men, or at least try to behave like grown men. It's just that foundational of trust. You got to make a decision. They know you pretty well, right? They know you when you were a kid. They know you as an adult, and help kind of guide through some of that those practices.
Okay. So what's a moment that you remember back in the day at college that somebody was really there for you, a fraternity brother that was really stepped up and was there for you in a tough situation, or maybe a dangerous situation, or just a situation that you just needed somebody there? If you can bring up somebody, who would that be that really stepped up to help you out?
Well, so that's a very serious question, and I what comes to mind is more of a funny situation than else. Hopefully I can share that.
Yeah.
But during my pledgeship, and of course I'll leave the names out here, but this person's gone on to be a professional journalist, right, and knew this person was a really good writer. This is during pledgeship, and I had a paper due the next day in English. And he said, "Hey, I'll write it for you for a case of beer," which sounded like a great deal. And this individual worked all night, stayed up for a case of beer to write this paper for me. Funny part about it is this individual got a C on the paper for me, believe it or not, but has gone on to be a professional journalist and writer as a career. But that is somebody that came through for me for pretty low cost. It was a case of Budweiser at the time to get a paper done for me.
All right.
This, of course, was all before the internet, so there was no plagiarizing. You had to write it. There's no way around it.
So what'd you buy him?
A case of Budweiser.
It's Budweiser. Okay. I didn't catch what type it was. All right.
It was cold, so I think back in the day it was an extra dollar if you bought cold beer. So it was the real deal.
Did you get a Muncie one? Did you buy it from Bubba?
Yeah, Muncie one. I think I did. Yeah.
Bubba passed away. God bless Bubba. I heard it was, I don't know, a little while ago. And Carter, the hot dog guy, also passed away. Do you remember Carter, the hot dog guy?
Of course. Yeah.
So did you know that he used to be a pro wrestler?
Did not know that.
Buddy Love and he would throw roses at the women in the crowd.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, true story. So if you were going to give some advice to guys that that are in the house, guys that are thinking about going into the house, on what they should get out of it and what they should do to kind of get into it as far as, you know, involvement, what would be your advice from what you know now from what you went through then?
Oh, man. So, you know, I think that joining a fraternity, you know, coming from like a sports background, it gives you that feeling of team and commonality and purpose. Definitely a lot of good things come out. It's not all parties and fun and jokes and things like that. You do a lot of good. You support each other. They truly are brothers, people that you can rely on. I mean, in my life, again, you know, 25, 26 later, they're my best friends. And I'm either talking or texting to some SAE on a daily basis, right? And it's just something that, you know, you'll realize, you know, kind of going on is there'll be a lot of people kind of coming in and out of your life in different moments in your career and whatnot. But your foundational people, I'm closer with my SAE brothers than I am the people I grew up with in high school, you know?
Right.
There's just a strong bond there. And I think there's, and you look at it, right? I mean, there was all different walks of life in the fraternity, but there's just that commonality of the true gentleman, right? And kind of living by that code, to take it serious for a second, of just good people that work hard and can play hard. Just kind of the combination of that are good people.
Okay. So is there anything else you remember that you'd like to add that was a great story?
Yeah, just, you know, some of the older guys in the different pledge classes, you know, as they kind of find, you know, your experiences with them. Some of those guys are you know, super close with. I don't know, just a funny story that is, you know, one of my better friends is actually Mark Pellissier, and I just remember him and I were hanging out one summer when he was in town and I stayed for the summer. We're hanging out, and he just looks at me and he goes, man, I used to think you were just kind of dumb, but you're actually fun. And I've never had a backhanded compliment like that, I think, before. And, you know, I still talk to Sippy and one of my closest friends for sure. And it's just kind of funny that relationships can start that way with a backhanded comment like that. Mm-hmm. For those of you that know Mark Pellissier or Sippy, you kind of know it. He's got a little Larry David in him from Curb Your Enthusiasm. So.
He does. So what's something, do you happen to remember anything you like to share that he did that was a little funny?
No, I don't. Now that we've named him, I won't share it. But I do have some good stories on that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's nothing else you'd like to share, we'll close this out. Are you good?
Yeah, I'll just leave it on Pellissier that he's crazy about it. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Well, stay on the line. I'm going to close this out. And Phi Alpha, is great catching up and great seeing you at the golf outing.
Phi Alpha, Sean. Thanks for everything. Glad you're doing this.
You got it.